Okay, from the mic. Good. Well, it's great to be with you again. Thank you very much for having me. I work with OM, normally based in the Midlands and the Northwest region, but it's good to be with you today. I was here a number of years ago, and of course last year, if you were here, Matthew Skirton, our director, was able to share. But it's good to be with you again. Thank you very much for your continued support for the work of OM. This church has faithfully regularly supported OM in prayer and finance for many, many years, and we want to thank you and continue to thank you for that. Hopefully my PowerPoint will come up on the screen. That's great. So I am just going to give an update of OM. It'd be good to also give an introduction for those that don't know, but thank you, Christine, for sharing some of the intro to OM. That was great. It's a great intro. We are an organisation that's existed for over 60 years, and as was mentioned, George Vera, our founder, first went to Mexico and then many places around the world. OM's mission statement, as Christine already shared as well, is to see vibrant communities of Jesus followers among the least reached. Another way of saying what we do is this: we are a global community of Jesus followers, united to share God's love or the gospel with those that don't know it. And that's what is driving what we do. So we are focused on the least reached in the world. That's one of the areas that's one of the core values of what we do. We recognize there are people, groups, countries around the world that we would consider least reached, or as it says on there, those that don't know it. But a least reached is a term that we have begun to use. Just to share a few, I don't know if everyone can see that, some of the writing below is a bit short, but our impact around the world. We're privileged to see 5,000 people working with OM in different capacities, some voluntary, some in many different ways, and some working but associated with us, and 5,000 people around the world, and we're blessed that ministry has grown over the last 60 years. We have about 450 Brits working with us in the UK and overseas as well, so that's great, but we want to see more. That's a fairly low number. It's quite a good number, but it's a fairly low number compared with those that are working around the world. And then we're working, as Christine also shared as well, 110 countries around the world, and of course through our ship, which I'll share more in a few moments. So this is just a map, just to give a general idea. Those 110 countries around the world spread quite a bit away around the world. So we're grateful what God has done in growing the ministry of OM around the world. To those that don't know, what do we mean by that? Well, I mentioned about the least reached or unreached, as another way of putting it. In the world today, there are over 7 billion people. I think we're pushing close to 8 billion now. I know we'll wait for the next statistics to come out, but over 40% of the world's population is considered least reached or unreached. So that's over 3 billion people around the world. These are not just people that don't know Jesus. There's more than that. These are people that are in areas of the world where they probably never heard, or they haven't come into contact with a Christian. They've never met a Christian. So that there isn't even a possibility that they will hear the good news of the gospel. Okay, so that's a staggering thing to think about. Over 3 billion people in the world, and that population is growing. Of course, the world's population is growing, so therefore that number is growing. And if you know anything about people groups in the world, I think it's about 17,000 people groups in the world. Over 7,000 of those people groups are considered least reached. So maybe there's no Christians or very few Christians among that people group. And those people groups are scattered all over the world. Some of them are isolated. Some of them are here in the UK. They're a group of people that maybe have a distinct language. They're a distinct people group, like Tamil. We had a language here. The Tamil people are a distinct people group. And there are over 7,000 where we consider least reached. Maybe no one is working among them, or very few are working among them. So that's the challenge, and that's the what's driving what we do as an organisation, and where we go and who we send and where we send people. We encourage people to get involved in mission, get involved in the work that God is doing around the world, not just with OM, of course. Many other organisations that we partner with are seeking to send people to the least reached. And we just want to encourage people to pray. Pray for the many things, many people groups. Pray and give financially, which you're also doing towards our ship ministry. But maybe individually as well, many are giving to various aspects of mission. We encourage people to give more and to go. A lot of opportunities, as Christine shared earlier, of opportunity for people to go, experience mission, experience what God is doing around the world. I just want to share something specific. I'll share about the ship as well, but share a specific area of the world where the gospel is least reached, where a country is least reached. I 2 weeks ago, I was in Turkey. I had the privilege of taking a small group out to Turkey to see what God is doing with the work of OM and other organizations there in Turkey. Turkey is a well-known place for many. It's in the news, maybe on a negative sometimes. Many of you have been there on holiday. I've been there on holiday. But I went on a vision trip to see what God is doing amongst churches, workers there, and that's a very different feel to go in there on holiday. Many of the places that OM work, but also Turkey is one, is where you see this, a mosque, more than you see churches. There are mosques, even in the previous picture there, you can see at least two mosques just in a short picture. And you can see, I had the privilege of travelling across the Bosphorus, and if you just look around, you can just see so many mosques. Mosques are obviously places of prayer. But if you know anything about what a mosque is for and who goes to a mosque, then maybe that, I don't know, that might give different views in your heart and in your head about what people do there. But many of the places that OM work, obviously, Christianity is not the majority religion. There are other religions like Islam and others that we need to reach people. I just want to share a quick clip just of some views of Turkey and some of the stuff that is going on there. Hopefully the sound will come up. Okay, so you saw the Bible verse that was put up at the end there. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And if there are any Bible verses that are more true for Turkey and some of the places where other places where OM go, that is true. Turkey today, there's a map of some of the work that is going on amongst churches or amongst the people there with churches and other missional groups. You can study that for a while, but just have a look. The blue is where we've got churches, where we've got people working. The red is where there is no church. So imagine a country which is very big. I don't know how it compares with the UK, but it's probably 3 or 4 times bigger than the UK, I would imagine. We've got a population of over 80 billion people, million people, 80 million people. And there are only estimated about 7,000 Christians, evangelical Christians. And very few churches. So maybe in some of these provinces, there are maybe 1 or 2 churches. And in some of these where it's red or purple, there are no churches. So it's a very needy country in terms of the gospel and in terms of people coming to know Jesus or even meeting a Christian. Even in some of the big cities like Istanbul, there are people that have never met a Christian. I was there 2 weeks ago, as I said. And we just went on the street, on the part of Istanbul, on the street, in an area where there are people just mingling about. And there was a guy there I managed to get into a conversation with. His English was quite good. And he admitted to me, he probably never met a Christian before. He said to me that I was probably the first Christian he's ever met. Now, this man didn't say he was a religious person. He said he believed in God, so maybe he's agnostic. He believed in a creator. But he'd never really heard about Jesus. He knew the name Isa, which is a name for Jesus in that country. He'd heard the name, but he didn't really know much about Jesus. He'd never read the Good News. He'd never read the New Testament. So this is just one person, and that's quite typical. You would go to many places, even in the big cities in Istanbul, and speak to people, and they've never met a Christian before. So I encourage you to think about Turkey, to pray for Turkey, Pray for more people, more workers. The verse said, pray for workers to go to the harvest field. And Turkey is a harvest field. This chap I was speaking to, very open to talk about Jesus and to talk about, his English wasn't great. I said it was quite good. He didn't have a lot to say because he didn't know much. But he was willing to listen. He was willing to hear some of the truth that I was able to share with him in a short while. And that's the experience we're getting. Workers that are going into Turkey, churches that are seeking to share the good news. People are very open. And we have many things that are happening in Turkey. Just very briefly, one thing is this, Kutsal Kitab, which means the Holy Book. But it's a Bible correspondence course, so it's called BCC, Bible Correspondence Course in Turkey, which is a partnership of a number of organisations, and it's a great opportunity for people to find out the truth of the gospel. So we get many people writing in, responding to social media, asking for copies of the New Testament. And it's through this Bible correspondence course that they can trace through a survey that 50% of the current evangelical Christians that are in the country now, background believers, original country background believers, trace their roots to faith through this course. So 50% of those 7,000 or so. So it's a great ministry that's been going for over 50 years. In the OM's early days, they set this up. So we value prayers for that, for finance as well, for that, to keep that going, and for the running of that. This is just a short clip. One of a group that I was with and one of the workers there preparing the Bible correspondence course packs to be sent out. Very quickly, that's just a graph showing the number of New Testaments that are a request that they've had in recent years. And you can see, and the last one there, it's quite small to see, the last one is this year. So you can see the spike there. So it's a real opportunity to get the good news of the gospel, the news of Jesus Christ, out to many people around in that country. As I said, people are open to chat. This was actually one of our team chatting to someone. Now, this chap didn't know much English, so he was using his phone and Google's Translate to have a conversation about Jesus Christ and about life and about faith. So, yeah, of course, it's better to go long-term, send people long-term. We want more people to do that, to go long-term, learn the language and converse with people in the best way. But people can go short-term, just get an experience and even share the gospel through Google Translate. In that. There's another conversation I had with one of our team as well, with an individual outside a church, just in response to seeing a Catholic church there. What did he think about the church, and what did he think about Jesus Christ? So great opportunities to share in a country. So I encourage you to go short term. If there are people here of any age, can go share the good news in a country like, the more people we send into a country like Turkey, the number that are unreached will come down. So we want to encourage you to pray for that, pray for more people to go. We're also working in the UK. I'll rattle through this because I haven't got a lot of time, but we have lots of workers in the UK as well, connecting with people. We have a centre in Birmingham called the Friendship Centre, and this is welcomes refugees and people of other faiths to come. And we help them in various ways, but also an opportunity to befriend them and get to know them and share the good news. We're working amongst Kurdish in the UK. We have a Turkish church plant as well in London, in London. So we value prayers for that. They have seen a tremendous growth in the church there. Migrants coming. It's a Turkish language church, and they've seen many baptisms in the last year as well. So come on to Logos Hope, just to share a few things about Logos Hope as an update. Again, thank you for your prayers. I think that's probably the one thing in OM that you've been more connected with. So I will share just briefly about that. The ship has been in Latin America for the last 2 years. It's been travelling around basically all of South America. It's currently in Brazil, just finishing up the final port in Brazil before it heads to a different area. And the ship has seen a tremendous amount of people coming on board. We're always fascinated by the number of crowds of people that come on board. And even in Latin America and Brazil here, we have seen thousands and thousands of people coming on board. Obviously, connecting with crew, those that don't know Jesus, connecting with the crew and learning about Jesus and their faith. But also we're seeing many hundreds and thousands of Christians coming on board, evangelical Christians, and it's an opportunity to mobilize them to go to the least reached. So we have an area on the ship, an international cafe, which is a great place to connect with crew. We also send teams off the ship. This is recently a team went to a rehabilitation center, and we're able to share with them. This is a Bible study. One of the crew members gave a Bible study. So lots of opportunities for the ship crew to go and help. We help practical ways as well. This is a team member obviously helping in a practical way. We've a number of building projects in areas where there's need. We will also help. We are looking forward to the ship. It's currently, as I said, in Brazil. It's going to leave Brazil and spend a few months in the Caribbean again. So just a few of the islands in the Caribbean. Before then, heading over to Europe. I don't know how many have heard of this, but the ship is coming to Europe. And it will. We are working towards a ship coming to the UK towards the end of next year. Actually, this time next year. God willing, all being well, the ship will be in the UK. So we value your prayers for that. There's still a lot to be done. Some of the ports in the early part of the European visit are confirmed, and you can see that online. It's going to be spending some months in Ireland, and then up to the Faroe Islands, and then other parts of Europe, Belgium, France, Germany. So you can check out the dates where the ship is online. We haven't got the date for the UK visit yet, so we value your prayers for that. We can finalise that. There are a number of things to go through. But last time the ship was in the UK was 10 years ago, and we saw over 100,000 people coming on board in a number of the ports around the UK. We were in Canary Wharf, as the picture shows there. So we are hoping to bring the ship into London and to other ports around the UK as well. And what I don't know how well you can read that, but I'll just read that. The idea of bringing the ship to the UK, what is the ship going to do? Well, Logos Hope will provide a significant catalyst to inspire, equip and connect Jesus followers to a missional lifestyle towards the least reached, whether in their own culture or in the culture both near and far. Logos Hope, OM Ships Ministry, has always been had the vision to share knowledge, help and hope. People around the world, we share the gospel, we share help, and we share the gospel through the crew members. But one of the ways that the ship has really been used, and this is what we're really capitalizing on now, is many thousands of Christians coming on board. And we want to mobilize them. So our focus is to mobilize for the least reached. That's what we've been doing in Latin America these last 2 years. And we're seeing thousands responding and saying they want to help financially, but also to go. And we're seeing, and that's our goal as well. So we want to encourage local churches to come together in the ports that we're coming, work together, and to put on events that will inspire people and equip them to share the good news of Jesus Christ. But also equip them to consider going to a least reached nation or amongst the least reached people, whether that's in the UK or elsewhere. So just to briefly, where the ship's going to be. These are the ports areas, if you can see there. We're hoping for six ports, it may be five. As I said, we still have some challenges to get through. So we value your prayers for that. We have a challenge of visas, which has always been a challenge with the ship ministry, but particularly for the UK, it's been a real challenge. We are actually very pleased with where we're at now. Some weeks and months ago, we were wondering where on earth we were going to get the answer for visas that we need for the crew, but we have an answer now, and so we're praising God. There are still challenges to get those visas for the crew that need them, but we're praising God that that seems to, we have a solution for that, so praise God for that. But we are still experiencing some challenges in port access in some of the ports that we want to go to, so we value your prayers for that. But we have the hope to go to London, a port in Scotland, we're not sure exactly where, Belfast, Merseyside, Cardiff, and hopefully on the south coast, but again, we may not be able to fit that one in. But we have potentially 5 ports that we want the ship to come to the UK. So I encourage you to continue praying for that, and keep posted. We'll keep you posted as a church as to where we're at and how you can be involved. As I said, the hope is to bring the ship to London, so hopefully you can be involved in that, not too far away to go. So we pray, please pray for the church leaders that we want to gather in each of the port cities, for visas, that we can continue to do that, and also the confirmations of ports that we're going to. I just want to share, I won't show that video in time, but just as was mentioned, lots of opportunities to go with OM. I have a table with some information at the back there. You can go online. All the opportunities for going short term, long term are all on there. Lots of opportunities to get out and share. That was just some specific about the Turkey outreach that's happening in April. If you're able to go to that, that would be great. Some details there are also online. Teen Street is a great opportunity for teens and people from all ages actually to go and help. It's aimed at teens to go. It's a discipleship conference. It's in Germany each summer. So the dates for that, we have that as well on the table. I encourage everyone to consider praying and getting information that we have to pray about what God is doing around them. We're really encouraged by what God is doing, the number of workers that are going, the stories that we get, and we want to share those stories. So if you don't already receive OM's information, we can send you our Global and Heartbeat. Our Global is our magazine, and our Heartbeat, our prayer diary. You can take us... connect up on there by scanning that, if you can do it from the screen there. I have that at the back, but also you can fill the traditional form in as well. I have those there. So please do consider signing up to receive. We're quite happy to send these in the post free. Great stories of what God is doing, to pray for what we're doing around the world. Thank you very much.